Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for February 2023, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. In the January edition of In Touch Online, I wrote about how sometimes we're apprehensive about our ability to meet our own self-imposed expectations. When I sat down to pen my February contribution, I became acutely aware of the truth in those words, especially as I realised this newsletter would prominently feature the Wiltshire 2028 Festival and the high expectations that I and others have for it. I know that Lodge charity stewards, treasurers, and of course Lodge members will be waiting with bated breath to hear from me the financial goals set for the festival. I'm afraid you'll have to wait a few more days, as I'll not be disclosing the actual goal until Saturday the 18th of February, at the launch dinner being held at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel in Swindon. My expectation of how much we will raise as a province is tempered with the reality that the cost of living has had a deleterious effect on everyone's finances, and by default, the amount of money we have available to spend. However, I am buoyed by the fact that Freemasons are motivated by that virtue we recognise as being the distinguishing characteristic of a Freemason's heart. I have absolutely no doubt that Freemasons across the province will discover ways to adjust their spending in order to allow them to support the Wiltshire 2028 Festival and the Masonic Charitable Foundation. I am also delighted to hear from across the province how brethren plan to raise money for the Wiltshire 2028 Festival. Some of the ideas are amazingly bonkers, others quite traditional. Whatever you intend to do, please be assured that the festival team will do everything they can to assist you in achieving your goal. Finally on this subject, the festival team, under the guidance of Simon Leafield, has prepared a presentation that they hope every lodge will invite them to present. I have been pleased to hear how lodges are processing inquiries and applications for membership of our fraternity. It really is important that when a man has passed through the interview process and has been deemed a fit and proper person to be made a Mason, that no unreasonable delay should occur in initiating him. I do not agree or accept the tired trope that I had to wait 18 months before I was initiated as being a good enough reason to delay a man's reception into Freemasonry. I am really impressed with the provincial team, who have been quite superb in supporting Simon, Phil and myself during the past 4 months. Their dedication, commitment and above all their energy is something I'm very proud to acknowledge. Being an active officer in our province certainly requires a high level of stamina. Of course, the same applies to the many brethren who accept an appointment in their lodge. The honour and privilege of wearing a collar comes at a cost, and sometimes we are all guilty of failing to appreciate the work undertaken on our behalf. So today, I want to say thank you to each and every one who makes a contribution to the well-running of the lodge. Your efforts are appreciated. My opening comments were directed to the launch of the Wiltshire 2028 Festival, and I just want to add a postscript to them. The role of the lodge charity steward is a key one, and during the next 5 years, he will be at the very heart of the campaign to raise funds for the Masonic Charitable Foundation. Please work with him as he seeks to promote the festival, and be kindly disposed to him when he encourages you to sign up to a regular giving plan. Your gift will be thankfully received and faithfully applied. The Master of Lodge of Rectitude, David Hogg, is pleased to announce that Brother Tony Harvey, the Prestonian Lecturer 2012 and well-known author, has accepted the invitation to deliver the 2023 Rectitude Essay at Pickwick Masonic Hall on Monday the 15th of May 2023. A warm invitation is extended to brethren from across the province to attend the essay. You can be assured of a friendly welcome and an informative and entertaining presentation that will be followed by a superb festive board. To book your seat at this event, please contact the Lodge Secretary by email 335@pglwilts.org.uk. Having closed the volume of the sacred law, the immediate past master steps forward and delivers the ceremony's final words, fidelity, fidelity, fidelity. Visitors surreptitiously look around to see if this is a thumbs up or thumbs down lodge. Some will adjust their fingers in keeping, while others maintain the posture of their own lodge. Which hand position is correct? The use and misuse of the sign of fidelity and sign of reverence has kept lodge preceptors in business for generations. Let us start with the sign of fidelity, a proper Masonic sign whose purpose is explained in the Emulation Lodge of Instruction, which drives most forms of Masonic ritual, as emblematically to shield the repository of my secrets from the attacks of the insidious. It is quite clearly a defensive and protective action, and it seems logical, therefore, to expand the hand with the thumb, to provide the greatest area of protection. For the thumb's position to be at right angles makes very good Masonic sense, and also accords with the general instruction given by the Master on another occasion. What about a sign of reverence? We should bear in mind that a sign of reverence is not recognized or taught by Grand Lodge, even though, confusingly, it appears in the rubric of emulation working. However, a sign of reverence, with fingers touching the seat of human emotion, the heart, has long been employed and respected outside Freemasonry throughout Western society. It is not defensive. It represents a positive outpouring of love, sympathy, respect, or reverence. Its use is therefore quite appropriate when we unite in prayer. Indeed, it is the most simple, most eloquent, and correct form when any prayer is said. But back to the closing. Fidelity simply means faithfulness and is demonstrated by loyalty. The emulation rubric does not say, all give the sign to fidelity. Indeed, it cannot do so, as the volume of the sacred law, and thus the lodge, are both now closed. It says very simply, but clearly, all touch left breast lightly with each word fidelity, which very action mirrors a sign of reverence. The fingers of the hand lightly touch the heart to remind departing Masons of the duty to keep the faith and remain loyal to those moral principles that have been taught in the lodge, and which we are charged to practice outside the lodge. Integrity, friendship, respect, and charity. On balance, the rule of thumb should be down at the end of the meeting. What do you think? You may think you know it all, but you don't, which is why the Provincial Learning and Development Team is inviting you to join them at the Deacon's Workshop on Saturday, the 25th of February, at the Planks in Swindon. It's without doubt one of the most enjoyable of the lodge offices, and it can also be the most daunting. Multitasking is just one of the skills you will learn, as well as when to speak and what to say, and all of this at the same time you're responsible for a candidate being initiated or a brother being passed or raised. Scary it sure can be. Satisfying, you bet it is. It's said that no one plans to fail, they just fail to plan. Well, the team will be on hand to guide you through the processes, offer you tips and advice, but, most importantly, answer all your questions, even the silly ones. By the way, an important point to note is there is no such thing as a silly question. Which way is your volume of the sacred law? The notes on ritual and procedure in the Emulation Ritual Book make it quite clear how a lodge claiming to work the emulation form of ritual should position the volume of the sacred law. It is placed on the master's pedestal so that the print is placed for him to read, and the square and compasses are normally positioned on the right-hand page as the master looks at it. The point of the square and the points of the compasses are towards the bottom of the page and towards the master. Can it be placed for the candidate to read? Of course it can, but that would be contrary to the guidance of the Emulation Lodge of Improvement. However, if your lodge chooses to place the volume of the sacred law this way, the point of the square and the points of the compasses should always point towards the bottom of the page. All touch left breast lightly with each word fidelity, which very action mirrors a sign of reverence. And from the Provincial Grand Charity Steward, the distinguishing characteristic of a Freemason's heart. Of course, every Freemason will know and be able to recite the words which follow the phrase found in the charge given to the new initiate as he stands for the first time in the northeast corner of the building. It is, of course, I mean charity. Hence the reason this lovely piece of ritual is often referred to as the charity charge, and why in some lodges it is given to the newly made brother by the lodge charity steward. As we enter 2023, Many of you will be aware that the province is also embarking on a 5-year period of festival in support of the Masonic Charitable Foundation. The provincial Grand Master will formally launch the festival on Saturday, the 18th of February, but in truth, it is already receiving support from lodges, individual brethren, and even some from outside of the province, to which we say a huge thank you. During the next few months, members of the Wiltshire 2028 Festival team, led by the provincial charity steward, will be engaging with lodges across the province and asking members to do something very special by making a regular contribution to the festival. No one is pretending that giving is easy. Everyone is experiencing the effects of the cost of living crisis, and for some, times are really hard. While you will be asked to contribute to the Wiltshire 2028 Festival, your lodge charity steward will only ever expect you to give as your circumstances fairly warrant. Thank you for all your help and support. Following the installation meeting at Royal Sussex Lodge of Emulation, where Brother John Wayne was installed as master, 14 members of the active provincial team joined the provincial Grand Master, John Reed, for a group photograph. Brother Simon Groves was on hand to capture the moment for posterity. John Reed commented, "It really is good to see so many active officers coming out to support not only me, but the newly installed master, the lodge, and the team." Thank you for listening.